Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. On Saturday, the 6th of October, the London International Church of Christ are putting on a teaching day on the book of Deuteronomy. It's my privilege to be presenting that teaching day. And so these are some teasers, some Deuteronomy teaching day teasers in advance to whet our appetite. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, 'You have stayed long enough at this mountain. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighbouring peoples in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, and along the coast, to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. See, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, and to their descendants after them.'" Here we see a reminder of the great promise, a promise that was originally made at Horeb and that Moses is going to remind them of now, now that they are within sight of the promised land for a second time. And as we study through the first four chapters of Deuteronomy, what's something sometimes called the historical prologue, a reminder of how they got to where they are now, it's important that we don't only look at the history and the geography, interesting though those are, but also that we ask ourselves what we learn about God and what we learn about Israel. Because what we learn about God and about Israel will be things to apply to our own relationship with God and will be things to reflect upon for ourselves. So why not have a read, or even just a skim, of Deuteronomy 1, verse 6, down to chapter 4, verse 40. Here are some themes that I see. God is true to his commitments. He fights for his people. When there's a battle, it's a Yahweh war. He desires faithfulness. And when he disciplines his people, he does it because he loves them. He is a jealous God, and he is a majestic God. He wants a personal relationship with his people, and he is long-suffering. What about Israel? Well, some things that stand out about Israel are that they are stiff-necked, forgetful, distrustful, unbelieving, complainers, and unfaithful, easily swayed and pulled away from their relationship with God. And yet, despite all these things, they are still his chosen people. As desperate as the relationship sometimes is between Israel and God, and as rebellious as they are, yet they are still his chosen people. There's a tremendous lesson there for us. God is still long-suffering. He still has the characteristics he had in Deuteronomy. And we are his chosen people. What a blessing and what a joy. Have a look at these themes in the first four chapters of Deuteronomy and see what else you can find. There is so much in this amazing book. I look forward to seeing you on the 6th of October at the City Temple, 10 till 1, for our Deuteronomy Teaching Day. God bless.